GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Gee, you recall yesterday at this time we asked the WVOMFM.com question of the day. Can your budget absorb or could you handle a 20-cent increase in the gas and diesel tax? And among the things that we kicked around is, well, where's the official proposal? Where's the legislation? We got the email from our friend Julie Rabinowitz with Maine People Before Politics with some insight as to why this discussion is orbiting Augusta. And she graciously said she'd get up and dial in. She's on line three right now to talk with you and me and all the listeners on GHRT.
Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good morning, Rick and George. Very good on this fine election day.
Ah, that's right. Oh, get out and vote today.
Get out and vote.
Meet the people at your town office. You see them maybe once, twice a year. So, as George said yesterday, aptly so, we don't know if there's actually any official piece of legislation that's coming back before lawmakers about hiking the gas tax. There was some talk last session when everyone was back in Augusta. From your position with Maine People Before Politics, what are you seeing?
So there's a couple things going on. There were a couple bills last year that were looking at increasing the gas tax. Some were specifically designed to fund the transportation system, which I think is the bill that George brought up yesterday about the increase to 37 cents in the summer months and then changing in the winter. But there was another initiative around the carbon tax, which is not necessarily money to fund or with the goal of improving Maine's transportation infrastructure, but the goal is to increase the price of carbon-based fuels like gasoline or heating oil to discourage people from using them and to switch to greener energy sources to fuel their car, like an electric car, or greener types of energy to heat their homes, because home heating and transportation are the two biggest uses and are generators of emissions, I should say, in the state of Maine. So there was a bill last year that would have put starting out at a nickel and then increasing to 40 cents carbon tax on every gallon of fuel, car fuel, gasoline, diesel, and heating oil. Any petroleum-based fuel was going to have that tax. Now, that was defeated early on, although when it was initially proposed, it had more than 60 Democrats in the state legislature as sponsors. So the commission that has been set up was a resolve passed by the legislature and signed into law by Governor Mills. That Transportation Funding Commission is looking for a way to address the needs of the state to pay for transportation infrastructure, both due to the cost increases and the need to continuously improve and upgrade our built, you know, replace our bridges, pave the highways, but also because with the increased fuel efficiency of vehicles and the introduction of all electric and hybrid electric, there's less gas tax revenue being raised that goes to the highway fund than was initially, you know, conceived would be when that kind of tax was put in place many, many years ago to fund the roads. So that's one set of initiatives. And then there's another initiative that is separate and apart from that Transportation Funding Commission, which their recommendations will be coming out in the next few months. And that may be bill, that may be taxes, that may be fuel tax increases, that might be some kind of user fee or mileage fee or increase in the excise tax. We don't know what kind of revenue-generating proposal is going to come out of that commission. But then there's a separate initiative that is another initiative addressing carbon, and that's the Transportation Climate Initiative. And that's something that Maine is participating in but hasn't formally signed on to. And that is a coalition of 12 states. And that, what I believe, is where this hidden tax referral is coming to, because it wouldn't be a tax. It would end up being a fee that gasoline and diesel distributors pay that would be passed on to the consumer.
Well, today is election day, and there's a bond issue, I'm sure, out there. In the current budget, as I understand it, 41% of transportation revenue comes from the highway fund, 33% from the federal government, 20% from state bonds. Maine is an enormous state. I was looking at some numbers today that really I hadn't thought about in this regard. 61% of Maine roads, about 14,000 miles, carry only 13% of the state traffic. And only about 8% go on the major roads of the state. So what it means is that the priority roads, like the turnpike and such roads, carry 42% of the vehicles traveled in the state. And the towns are really up against it, aren't they? Because they've got so many miles.
Well, there's a lot of problems when you have a big state. And that's the thing, is that the consumer is paying, you know, for gas to get places because we have to drive a lot of miles to get places. And the issue, you know, the problem right now in the controversy around the gas tax is not just that there's a funding gap, which bonds have been bridging that gap, and there's a reason to bond because when you bond you can use that money to leverage federal matching dollars so that you overall have a good investment in your entire system of a combination of state federal funds. But that's why people get so upset about the gas tax, because you're already paying so much and fuel has an unpredictability factor where, you know, right now it's relatively less expensive in the 260s, 250s, 270s a gallon, but we've seen it at, you know, $3.50 and $4 a gallon. And if you're adding taxes on top of that, that becomes a problem. And the Transportation Climate Initiative that's being worked on by these 12 states has recommended a framework that what this would implement if Maine signs on to it is the gas and diesel distributors for over-the-road fuel, so not heating oil, but just transportation fuel, they would have to buy a permit every year in order to sell so much gas and diesel. And it's a permitting initiative that gets capped every year. And the goal is to make the price of gasoline higher so that you are discouraged from using as much gasoline, because that would decrease emissions, or encouraged to buy like an electric vehicle or a hybrid to decrease your emissions. But every year it would, the cap, the amount of gasoline and diesel fuel that could be sold in the state would decrease. So the price of the permit would go up, but the amount that could be sold would be limited, on the assumption that enough people are buying electric vehicles or doing some other type of transportation, which we don't have mass transportation in Maine, really. We've got Amtrak that goes to a small part of the state, and we've got a couple cities that have bus networks. That's it.
Julie Rabinowitz with Maine People Before Politics. As we dig into the talk of a gas tax that's orbiting Augusta, what's really there, what's being talked about, what you don't know is being talked about. But you just said something that's got some listeners turning red as a radish right now, Julie, that somehow this could come back to bite us in the wallet, but it's not going to be a tax. It's going to be a fee that's going to be put upon the producers or those that sell the fuel, that we're going to pay for anyway because they'll pass it along to us.
Yes, and that'll be about 20 cents a gallon. It could be more. It could be slightly less. But that's what the estimates that I've seen coming out of this initiative have said. So the cost that these permits are going to be the equivalent of 20 cents a gallon, and those businesses are going to have to pass those costs on the consumer because that's the only way it works.
Can I offer a follow-up?
It dries up the path of gas.
Let me ask a follow-up. At least if there's a gas tax, then there's a way for it to come into play in Augusta that people have a chance. They can speak out at a hearing. They can write to their lawmakers and say, look, I don't want this. There would be hearty debate. Would there be that level of checks and balances if it's just a fee that's imposed?
That's the irony, Rick, because they passed all those laws last session, setting new emission standards. So if this is basically a rule change to reach the new emission goals, they may not have to pass that law. That is not clear. And in fact, Massachusetts is one of the 12 states, And they've already said their equivalent Secretary of Transportation to our Commissioner of Transportation has already said that they don't think it needs to go through the Massachusetts state legislature because the laws are already in place. And then you lose your ability at the state legislature level to speak out on a hearing because it just ends up being adopted in rules. We don't know what that's going to be in Maine, but that's definitely a concern.
Okay.
What it all boils down to when people are sitting around the breakfast table trying to get their cup of coffee this morning is Maine is an enormous state. You alluded to that too. It's densely populated in the southern Maine area where it's fairly fast to get to work. It's not so densely populated in the northern Maine area. We know one thing. We have about 23,000 miles or so of roads. They've got to be maintained. The bridges have to be maintained. What's the best way to do it?
Well, and I'm not sure about that, George, and I haven't been closely monitoring the Transportation Funding Commission, but what I can say is that the Transportation Climate Initiative is completely siloed, and whatever cost comes out of that, and if Maine signs onto it, that is not what the Transportation Funding Commission is looking at. So if they come up and recommend a five cent a gallon increase or a change in the excise tax, or some kind of usage or mileage fee where they're monitoring, you have to report all your mileage like you wouldn't, you know, to get reimbursed for your miles at work or something like that, and then pay a tax based on how far you drive. The transportation climate 20 cents a gallon, which some people have called the hidden tax, would be on top of, and in addition to, whatever comes out of the Transportation Funding Commission.
Julie, let us squeeze in a final question. We got 2 minutes left. We talked about this yesterday. How did Governor LePage manage to keep our roads and bridges the way they were and not have to see an increase in the tax? Or did the LePage administration, this is going to be a loaded question to you, or did the LePage administration just not pay attention to them and that's why the infrastructure is what it is today?
I'd say the infrastructure has to be upgraded. So you've replaced a bridge, but another bridge needs replacing that didn't need replacing 5 years ago, but it needs replacing, you know, next year or whatever. So it's a constantly evolving situation where you're always maintaining roads because winter takes a toll and things need to be upgraded. But the gas tax used to automatically increase where people didn't have a say in passing a tax increase. And that was repealed in 2011. And that was a good thing because we should be having this debate about how much the gas tax should be, when it should be increased, and how do we account for electric vehicles, all electric vehicles aren't paying the gas tax, and hybrid electric vehicles are paying significantly less. So it is a discussion that needs to happen, and the automatic gas tax increase masked that for many, many years.
Well,
and I would say, too, public comment, people who are interested in commenting on the Transportation Climate Initiative can go to the Maine People Before Politics website, mainepeoplebeforepolitics.com, and just click on either of the two press releases on the homepage about the TCI, and there's a link right there to public comment. And anyone who's interested, pro or con, can post there, but they have to do so by today because today is the last day for public comment.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.